Welcome to episode 1272 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. For months now, we've been on a journey, a deep dive into the essence of Christ in our ongoing series, 1010 with Jesus, a deeper look. We've explored his character and ministry, and this week we continue to tackle one of his most brilliant and baffling teaching methods. Think about the most confusing question you've ever been asked. Jesus specialized in them? Join us as we step into the mind of the master storyteller, focusing specifically on the parables. Those short, powerful riddles Jesus used during his intense 3.5-year ministry across the dusty roads of Judea and Samaria. Because these seemingly simple stories reveal truths about the kingdom that are anything but ordinary.
What do you think? A man had two sons, and he went to the first and said, "Son, go and work in the vineyard today." And he answered, "I will not." But afterward he changed his mind and went. And he went to the other son and said the same, and he answered, "I go, sir," but did not go. Which of the two did the will of his father?
They said the first. Jesus said to them,
"Truly I say to you, the tax collectors and the prostitutes go into the kingdom of God before you. For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him, but the tax collectors and the prostitutes believed him. And even when you saw it, you did not afterward change your minds and believe him."
This is one of Jesus' shortest parables, but it's sharp, direct, and utterly disruptive. Spoken to religious leaders during his final week in Jerusalem, the story hits like a thunderclap. On the surface, it's just a story about two sons and a vineyard. But in the hands of Jesus, it becomes a piercing mirror, a confrontation with pretense, and an invitation to repentance. This parable forces us to ask, which son am I? Do I say yes with my lips, but live no with my life? Or do I stumble through a rebellious no, but allow grace to change my heart into obedience? Jesus spoke this parable during Holy Week, just after his triumphal entry into Jerusalem and his cleansing of the temple. He had entered the temple courts again, and the chief priests and elders challenged his authority. They demanded to know by what authority he did these things. Jesus, in classic fashion, countered with a question about John the Baptist's authority, which they refused to answer honestly. Then Jesus tells this parable, in the temple, in front of the very people it critiques. It was not a friendly fireside chat. It was a prophetic rebuke to leaders who had every appearance of saying yes to God with their lips, but in their hearts and actions, refused to do his will. And more than that, it was a prophetic affirmation of the outcasts, the sinners, and the broken who had said no to God in their lives, but later turned to him with genuine repentance and faith. Let's break down this parable. The father tells his first son to go work in the vineyard. The son says, "I will not," but later he changes his mind and goes. The father tells the second son the same. The son says, "I go, sir," but he does not go. Jesus asks, which of the two did the will of his father? Even his opponents had to admit, the first son, the one who said no, but repented and obeyed. Jesus is driving at a profound truth here. God is not looking for performance. He is looking for obedience. Religious appearance is not the same as spiritual authenticity. The second son sounds respectful. "I go, sir." But his polite words are a mask for rebellion. He represents the religious leaders, those who had every outward sign of faith, but whose hearts were far from God. The first son seems rebellious. "I will not." He represents the tax collectors, prostitutes, sinners, those who had rejected God with their lives, but were now coming to repentance. This parable speaks to a central issue in our spiritual lives: saying versus doing, profession versus practice, lips versus lives. In Luke 6, verse 46, Jesus poses a challenging question.
"Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I tell you?"
The turning point of this story of the two sons is not perfection, but repentance. The Greek word used for the first son's change of mind is a word meaning regret or remorse that leads to action. It's not a passive guilt, it's an active turning. That's the kind of repentance God desires. It's not about how we start, it's about how we finish. The father values the son who obeys, even if the journey began with defiance, over the son who flatters but fails to follow through. This is good news for all of us who have ever messed up, said no to God, run away, or failed. Our past no does not define us if we allow repentance to turn our hearts. What does this parable reveal about God? God is a patient father. He gives both sons the same opportunity. He engages both. He waits for response. He doesn't write off the rebellious one. He doesn't reward the flattering one. He looks for fruit, not flattery. God honors repentance over ritual. The Pharisees had ritual down. But Jesus reveals repentance is the gateway to the kingdom. Tax collectors and prostitutes, when they believe and repent, are welcomed into the kingdom ahead of those who trust in outward appearances. God's kingdom is for the obedient, not the pretenders. The parable is a warning. Don't play religious games. God is not impressed by our spiritual talk, titles, or traditions. He desires obedient hearts that follow him in truth. Let's get deep. What does this parable reveal about Jesus? Jesus confronts the comfortable. Jesus uses parables not just to comfort the broken, but to confront the self-righteous. In this story, he places spiritual authority not in the hands of religious leaders, but in those considered spiritual outsiders. His ministry consistently flipped expectations. The first shall be last. The meek inherit the earth. The repentant sinner is justified, not the boastful Pharisee. Jesus reveals that the kingdom is open, not to those who appear holy, but to those who respond to God with humble obedience. Jesus values action over appearance. This parable echoes James 1:22.
Be doers of the word and not hearers only.
Jesus is not fooled by lip service. He's after transformation, not empty talk. The call to follow Jesus is not just a decision. It's a direction. He wants our whole lives, not just our polite words. Jesus invites us to change our mind. The beauty of Jesus' ministry is that no one is beyond redemption. The no you said yesterday can become a yes today. Jesus honors the path of repentance and calls all of us, especially those who failed, to return and serve. Which son are you today? This parable invites self-examination. We all have moments where we resemble both sons. Are you someone who said yes to God with your lips, but hasn't followed through with your life? Or are you someone who once rejected him, but now feels the pull to return? God's grace is big enough for both. But the blessing lies not in what we say, but in what we do. The son who obeyed, even after initial defiance, was the one who did the will of the Father. This parable speaks to churches today. Are we full of people who say yes, Lord, in worship, but don't live it out? Do we exclude others who may be on their journey from rebellion to repentance? Do we honor appearances over authenticity? Jesus is calling his church to be a place where repentance is celebrated, not condemned, where sinners are welcomed, not shamed, where obedience is encouraged, not assumed. You may be a prodigal. You may have said no to God in 1,000 ways, but the vineyard is still there. The Father is still calling, and it's not too late to say yes. And coming soon, a modern parable.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Completely, yes.
Yes.
My soul says.
Michelle Landon wanted more. Singing in a small church in Kansas wasn't enough, and she was uncertain about her faith.
You were made for more than this town.
You're going to Hollywood!
That world will destroy everything good in you.
This is my chance, Daddy, my once in a lifetime.
This is the life. Oh, what a life.
Hey, hey.
But the price of fame was higher than she ever imagined.
One of the favorites just a few days ago, Michelle Landon, has now been removed from the competition.
How did I get here? How did I fall so far?
There's no sin too big for God's grace.
Count the cost before you choose.
You're the prodigal who wasted everything.
Welcome back home, a new gospel musical. Coming soon on 1010 Thrive, wherever you find podcasts. He doesn't need perfect people. He's not asking for eloquence. He's looking for obedience. And the good news is, you can start now. Father, you see our hearts beyond our words. Forgive us for the times we have said yes, but failed to follow. Forgive us also for the times we've said no, only to find ourselves longing to return. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today.